Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people of Boston, and everybody else in between, throwing it down. The Wicked Wednesday has begun. We're throwing it down on the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 204, the loudest station in the nation. And it is the Wicked Wednesday. And I don't know. We've just got that feeling tonight. Whatever it is, good or bad, we ride the wave. We ride the wave. And to sort of have that sort of, I don't know. It feels like we're ready to go tonight. For a Wednesday night in the middle of September, we're fired up. Maybe it's because football's back. Maybe it's because we're kicking it old school tonight. And if you're an old school listener to the program, listen, we spoil you on a nightly basis. It's the quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio because it's the best 180 minutes in sports talk radio. Show kicks ass on a nightly basis. Every night is a little bit different. Sometimes we're more serious into the handicapping. Sometimes we'll yell, scream, rage. Other times we're jam-packed with guests. Every night it's an adventure. And it was great stuff last night, having Earl Skakel on the program and our regulars on Tuesday. The Wicked Wednesday is always a great program. The raging redhead Cam Stewart will step up and in and join us. We'll talk golf. We'll talk football. We'll talk life. It's fresh, new, and exciting. The raging redhead, Cam Stewart, Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, will join us. But for you old school rageaholics, we've got a former member of our team, right? Like, former member of our team. And, you know, listen, the word was, man, the Sports Rage Hall of Fame committee had the big ear, Cohen, on the list. On the list. But the pandemic, you know, the pandemic affected the Sports Rage Hall of Fame. Right, you know, we had to shut down things like the NFL did last year. So, yeah, the Big E, Eric Cohen, you know, we're moving in on our 20th anniversary of this program, and many years of it was spent on Sirius XM. We used to kick it in the old days. We've been on a lot of channels, 186, 98, something else, too. We've been on like four or five now. I'm losing track. Where are we at right now? 204, baby. But yeah, the Big E, Eric Cohen. The Big E, Eric Cohen will step up and in and join us tonight. Our former update guy. And he was more than an update guy. He was a part of the show, as was Aaron Bronstetter, who many of you probably now know as somebody that covers the UFC. Covers the UFC and interviews Dana White and goes to all the UFC events. Our boy Orville. Looks like Orville... looks like the popcorn dude. was it Redenbacher? Orville Redenbacher. Hey, Orville. Hey, we got to get Orville on the program, actually. And for the record, like, Orville hasn't big-timed this or anything like that, right? He's even asked me, hey, I can come on the show anytime you want. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people at Boston, and everybody else in between throwing it down. It is the Wicked Wednesday, which means it's countdown to kickoff. We've got the New York Giants and the Washington football team. Week two of the National Football League will resume with a Thursday night football. Washington lay 3, total 40.5. There has been some line movement due to injuries. The Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys can't catch a break as the Dallas Cowboys lose to Marcus Lawrence. He's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks after suffering a broken foot during practice. All right? You're talking about practice? We're talking about practice. Talking about practice here. Practice. Well, yeah, he broke his foot in practice. I don't know. Seems to me that, like, the real God has blessed Jerry Jones with billions of dollars and the spoils of his riches. And it seems like the football gods have just kicked him into jewels. Right? It's like, yeah, listen, your team's worth $6 billion. You got like a $2 billion yacht and stuff. But, you know, you're going to be cursed. All right? You're going to be cursed. And evidently, the odds makers, or maybe it's the public, they think that DeMarcus Lawrence is worth half a point because the Chargers went from 3 to 3.5. We'll talk football. Rick Saratella is going to join us. NFL Draft Bible, SI.com, will kick it with us. We got the Big E, Eric Cohen, who's now with TSN. TSN Edge will get the edge from the Big E, Eric Cohen. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, doesn't need any introduction. And the strange one, Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Bano, will step up and then kick us. So we're going to be football heavy tonight. Although, listen, listen, we're going to get to everything. We're going to get to baseball. We're going to get to football. And we're going to have to get to that scumbag, Larry Nassar. And, you know, listen, we all know that Larry Nassar is a scumbag already. But there was some very, very, very disturbing testimony today pertaining to the abuse that Larry Nassar.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Subjected these young girls to, except there's others that need to pay. There's others that need to go to jail. There's what do we hear all the time of Russia collusion and all this crap every day? Well, you can't lie to the FBI. Well, what happens when the FBI alters a U.S. gymnast statement to make it look like she's not telling the truth about being sexually assaulted? What about that? This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
And there's Charles Woodson. How about that? And what a season he had. Great, Manny. He became the first defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you. Unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case, all bets are off. Just a word of advice.
Your time has come. You rock the rock. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Rest in peace, Norm MacDonald. I am Morenci, so this is the Wicked Wednesday. We got a full house. Ian Cameron will join us, a.k.a. Bob Bano. We're kicking it old school. The Big E, Eric Cohen, is not like Sandy Koufax. The Big E, Eric Cohen, will pitch on Yom Kippur. The Big E, Eric Cohen, will join us. No 25-hour fast for the Big E, Eric Cohen. I hope he knows he's going straight to hell for this, right? I don't know. It's like, no, it's one thing to like mock the holiday if you're Cohen, but not only that, he's willing to come on our show. So I love it. So Cohen's the big ear of Cohen. Rick Saratella will join us from the Meadowlands in New Jersey. Rick Saratella, NFL Draft, Bible, SI.com. So we got a full house. We'll bring in the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, in a second here. So we just heard Norm MacDonald. And this is correlated. Everything's correlated in this world. So Norm MacDonald, Norm MacDonald passed away. So Saturday Night Live, of course, you know, tweeted out a bunch of tributes and, you know, we'll miss you, Norm. We loved you. You're a comedic genius. And then people rightfully tweeted at SNL, then why did you fire him? If you loved him so much, then why did you fire him when he was alive? It's funny how that works, huh? All right, we love you, Norm. We love you, Norm. Yeah, we're going to need your fob and your key card, and you have 30 minutes to leave the property. But we love you. So, yeah, so this goes back to, this is all tied in here with Larry Nassar. That's scumbag. So, listen, we all know Larry Nassar's a scumbag, and we all know that men of power allowed this to happen, which I don't understand, because all these men of power have daughters and stuff, so it doesn't bother them that there's a 14-year-old gymnast that's getting molested in the hotel room. There's, how do you sleep at night? I hope the same thing happens to all you men in power that let this happen in hell. I hope you all get assaulted in hell for the rest of eternity. All right? I hope you all get assaulted in hell for the rest of eternity. So Larry Nassar is at Michigan State. Now, by the way, Nassar's office is next to Tom Izzo, but whatever. So Michigan State spent like $500 million covering this up over the years. I bitched about it, and I'm not saying Michigan, we don't have blood on our hands for anything like that. Listen, the entire university system is corrupt, all right? It's corrupt, from the student loans to the sexual assault to the abuse. Everything is corrupt about it. You take these kids' money, you send them out into society, they don't have a hope in hell of getting a job. You know that. You don't care. You can tell the kid, listen, kid, you're never going to make it in this field that you're studying in. All right? You'd be better off becoming a welder. But no, we're going to take your $60K a year. Oh, you're going to be a broadcaster. No, you're not. You suck. All right? The university system is one big scam. As a whole, forget about the abuse. The only good thing about it is sports. And that's a scam, too. So they rip off, they spend like $500 million. The president of Michigan State's gone and whatever. I think one of the people went to jail in Michigan and like the governor had to resign. Like whatever. It got nasty in the state of Michigan. They all covered it up. The U.S. Olympic team covers it up. Why does the FBI cover it up? Isn't it your job to investigate? So, remember the girl that made the face after she didn't win gold and people thought she was just a stuck-up little gymnast? Maybe she was just upset and she thought, I went through all this, got sexually assaulted by some scumbag, and the country that I'm representing is covering the crime up? So, the FBI altered her statements to downplay it. And not only that, the head investigator that was in charge of the sexual assault case for Larry Nassar had applied to the U.S. Olympic Committee to be the head of security. No quid pro quo here at all, right, guys? Nothing to see here. Oh, they just fired the guy. Now they fired him because everyone found out. That guy should be in jail. How many people do you hear over the last years in this Trump crap all the time? Well, you lied to the FBI, you're going to jail. Well, what happens when the FBI changes the statement of the U.S. gymnast? You screwed this girl so hard, and then you did it again and again and again. You all looked the other way, and it's amazing. This goes back to Norm MacDonald, because I'm going to bring Cam, and I can go on all night about this, but this goes back to Norm MacDonald. The reason Norm MacDonald got fired from Saturday Night Live is because he wouldn't stop calling O.J. Simpson a murderer, which he turned out to be. Because Don Allmeyer was the president of NBC, and O.J. Simpson was on NBC. O.J. Simpson used to be on the sidelines of NBC. O.J. Simpson was wearing the damn shoes that he wore on the sidelines that he did when he did it. All right? So, Saturday Night Live's on NBC. They didn't like it. Well, hey, we don't know if O.J.'s guilty. So, Norm MacDonald, think about it. O.J.'s ostracized, one of the biggest lowlifes in the world, and you fired Norm MacDonald for calling O.J. Simpson out. So where I'm going with this is, look at Jeffrey Epstein. don't know, he's dead. Did you ever do anything to anybody? Have you ever paid the girls or anything? No. No. It's amazing how the powers that be go out of their way to cover up pedophiles, cover up murders. Well, you can't cover, oh no, we better cover this up. Why? Why do you cover up some skinny little corrupt pervert doctor? Why don't you just say, hey, we busted a pervert doctor, but we're cleaning this place up. No, no, let's pay everyone off. Why? Why must everybody lie about everything all the time, man? Everything. Isn't it simple that we can agree with? Let's prosecute the pervert. Well, no, no, because, oh, no, well, hey, you know, you all make me sick. The best way to put it, for shame. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, steps up. And how you doing, Cam?
Hi, Gabe. Don't worry, NCAA athletes. Enterprise Rent-A-Car, when you're done your career, you can come see us and we'll help you if you don't get an education. I will say this, Morenci, you're absolutely right. You know what the problem is, buddy? A lot of these perverts are in high power positions. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. That's why they help each other, because some of the most powerful people are dirtbags, pedophiles, and perverts. But anyway, let's get on to talking about sports and other things. You're a smart guy. You know what's going on. And I agree with everything that you said in that statement there.
Yeah, but it continues
stuff.
In sports. Oh, look at today. The training camp starts today or whatever's coming up for the Montreal Canadiens. The Canadiens today announced or whatever that they donated. They're creating a fund, Cam. They created a fund. Mm-hmm. Respect and Consent, it's called.
Really?
So it's $1 million. They're creating a fund for a promotion to respect and consent with women because they signed a dude that did not respect or consent women.
They dropped
them. So think of the hip-hop. That's the world we live in now. Listen, we care and we respect women, and we don't think you should take pictures and then put it on the internet after you have sex with an 18-year-old girl in Sweden. But we're still going to sign the guy. But now that we've given $1 million, our conscience is clear. And the Canadians actually patted themselves on the back for this because people are like, why is this guy even on the team? And they said, well, he's not in training camp. And that's, you know, it's part of the punishment. He loves to play hockey and he's already paying a price for this. What do you mean he's paying a price for this? The kid's banned from playing in the Ontario Hockey League even, Cam. Like OHL even said, dude, we don't want you here. And then the Canadians, see, you're supposed to be the Montreal Canadiens. So the same thing, Cam. He's not even that good. I asked someone, Cam, in the hockey world. I said, where is this kid really ranked? They said he's ranked 23rd or 24th in the scout.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Rankings. So the Canadians got some guy 29th in a draft, Cam, or whatever, that's ranked 24th. It's not like you got the second over of the top pick in the draft for this. Like, why? Why do people go out of their way to cover up and not care about this stuff? It's crazy. I'm not trying to sound like Dr. Phil here, but women really get screwed over in this world. It's crazy. People just don't care. Y'all be more upset about losing a stupid baseball game than a bunch of 15-year-olds getting molested.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston.
Not as long as you bastards are running things.
Speak up, George! I can't hear you! You tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston. Not as long as you bastards are running things. late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage.
That's so good.
You tell those son of a bitches. You tell those son of a bitches no Yankees ever coming to play in Houston as long as you bastards are running that place. Best when they're sitting in the bar and George doesn't know how they talk yet. They sit down. Hey, why don't you get that bastard over here with another drink? He's calling the waiter. Come over, you bastard.
Exactly.
And they're like, George. They're like, George, you like to drink a lot? He's like, not as much as this bastard does. And then they start pounding him back. Be a great time. Be a great time. Let me just say one last thing here, too. I can go on and on about this, but let me just say this, too. So look at Michigan State. Michigan State were complicit in this. They looked the other way. Did the NCAA ever do anything? No. Right? Did they ever miss a bowl game? No. Did they ever miss any? No. Right? Half of Tom Izzo's staff, like, beat up women and stuff. Like, they don't care. Right? Right? No. Never done anything about it. Penn State. What happened to Penn State? Like, what really happened to them? What, they weren't allowed to go to a bowl game for a year, I think? Like, what was their punishment? Like, what was Penn State's punishment? I think they weren't allowed to be on TV for 1 year, and they weren't allowed to be in a bowl game. But they thought the death penalty would be too much. Because, yeah, I know, you don't want to overreact to the fact that some Jeffrey Epstein-looking scumbag was molesting kids in the shower, right? Nah, you don't want to overreact. I get it. So who have they ever shut down? SMU. They don't shut down Penn State, who are diddling boys in the bathroom. They don't shut down Michigan State, who are assaulting girls in the gym. Right? Sexual assault is fine. Basically, raping minors is fine. We'll pay it off. But if a couple of brothers from the hood get a free Corvette and a fur coat and a gold chain, oh, that's the death penalty. You better be sure. Think about it. The only program that's ever gotten a death penalty. There wasn't any sex. There was no abuse. There was no rape. There was nothing. Urban Meyer's programs were a million times sleazier than SMU. The only thing SMU did is, yeah, they gave cars and fur coats to players. They got the death penalty. Yet, you can molest children, and, yeah, you don't go to a bowl game for a year. I'm done. Let's move on. It's kind of sad, though, but nothing but facts here, people. Nothing but facts. You know what else is factual? The American League East Division is off the hook right now as we've got a three-way tie for the wild card. And speaking of wild cards, let's bring in Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano. What's going on, Babano? How you doing tonight?
That's a great segue, Gabe. Good. How are you guys?
Thank you, Babano.
Good.
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Yeah, hanging in there. Yep.
So ready for the Fortnite Championship? I think that's what it's called.
Yeah,
Fortnite.
Yeah, Fortnite. Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Whatever. Fortnite, like the video game.
Okay.
Fortnite. No, it's Fortnite. Fortnite. I said, yeah, no. There's the video game Fortnite.
Yeah.
You're not much of a video game guy, are you, Babano? No?
I used to be, but that was like 20 years ago. With Super Nintendo and Sega Genesis and Nintendo 64. I don't think I've had a video game system since.
Yeah, you know what? I actually won. I don't know if you were there, Cam. It was at the Fantasy Sports Network Sports Grid Christmas party in Toronto many years ago.
Yeah.
I won an Xbox at the party.
So funny you mentioned that.
And I was all excited. I was like, this is great. I was like, you know, it's been years since I had a video game console and stuff. About an hour later, I ended up selling it. I was like, I don't want to carry this. I was all drunk. I was like, hey, Vartanian. Vartanian's like, I'll give you 160 cash, Gabe, right now. Sold. Yeah, man. Just like that, Cam. God, we are weasels. Just like Bovey said. We're weasels.
No. Hey,
I win an Xbox.
Listen,
I can't even leave the bar with it.
Hey, Bovey's part of the weasel team. He just does it at a higher cash level. He's going to Saratoga to avoid parking there to hang up in the paddock and the horses. So that's everywhere you put the brakes on the weasel team. I will say this, though. I won. It's the best. I was cleaning out my closet. All I do is see your flammable Michigan coat from Stephen Barry's. But know what? I won one, too. The 1 year I rolled over there, I got a PS3 in my closet. I haven't even opened it yet. 8 years ago. No, it's brutal.
Really?
Yeah,
whoa, whoa, whoa. You know what? Yeah.
What?
Just keep it. I was going to say, well, it's too late to give it to someone because I was going to say, well, give it as a gift.
I'm not
way
giving
too late.
It to somebody. I offered it to the single lady's kid. Listen to this one. The lady across the street, she's a single mother, right? And her kid, he's always like, hey, can I whatever? Like, they're my neighbors. We get along, right? Next to the Scottish lady, she's my favorite lady in the complex. So I go, listen, I got this PS3. She's like, she goes, Cameron, it's a really nice gesture, but my kid's got ADD. Please don't tell him about your PS3. So I dropped the topic, but you're right, Marenzi. I'm going to keep it in its case and see if it's worth
it. Maybe it's ready to be worth it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Maybe it'll come around. There was a Nintendo 64, Babano and Cam, in its box, unopened, recently sold for like $3 million or something.
You play your cards right. You got a video game system. There's demand, and you can get a nice little chunk of change back in return for it.
I'm not thinking $2 million for a PS3, maybe a couple $100, but yeah, I'll keep it in the box. No.
It's not as
a copy of
Super Mario 64 recently just sold on July 12th for $1.5 million.
Sweet.
Jeez.
Yeah.
God,
I don't know. It is a great video game because I remember playing it, but wow. I don't know if I'd
I was never
much.
A Mario guy. I like Donkey Kong, but I never
like
got into Mario
too.
Games. Yeah, Donkey Kong's good. Jumping over
I liked
the barrels.
All the other, I liked all the loser games, like Asteroids, Galaga, you know, like
Cube. I like Star Fox. Yeah. I got into Star Fox.
Actually, I like Frogger a lot, too. I'm like George
Frogger.
I love Frogger. Great game.
What are you laughing at, Matthias?
Yeah, well, you got a problem with Galaga and Galaxian, you punk?
Your pronunciation of Mario, you say Mario.
So what do you say? Mario.
I say Mario. Like Mario.
Oh, Mario. Mario. Okay.
this guy's
tomato, tomato.
What the hell's going on here?
You're calling him up and saying Mario?
It's Mario. Hey, Matthias, we're in America here in Canada. We're not in Italy, huh? It ain't Moro.
Exactly.
Mario is freaking Japanese, man. He's not even Italian. He's Japanese, that little Mario guy.
I don't know. I got to be honest
creative.
With you. His buddy's Luigi. I kind of think they're Italian, but the game's born in the Orient.
Dude, it was created by a Japanese dude.
Yeah, but you ever met a Japanese guy named Luigi? Sorry, Luigi was my barber.
I'm sure Italy's really happy about Mario and Luigi.
I want to talk about stereotypes.
I'll say this about what Matthias was trying to get at with the Mario. I mean, if we were to call the Blue Jays players.
He's basically saying, Babano, that we're a bunch of hicks from Canada.
What do you say, Mario? Was it Mario Lemieux or Mario Lemieux?
Mario.
I call him Mario Lemieux. Mario Lemieux, no. But I know Teoscar Hernandez for the Jays. I never call him T-Oscar. You know, that wouldn't. Teoscar is his name, though. So, would he get upset if you called him T-Oscar?
What the hell has that got to do with Luigi or Mario?
Dear God,
now you're talking
Babano.
About like South American names, Babano. I don't
understand.
I don't know. I don't know where they're.
Settle down, Babano. Babano started.
I'm going to be honest, T-Oscar versus T-Oscar. It's like a basketball player.
I don't know what he's where that came from.
He always does that.
Hey, are you hooked on phonics there, bro? Yeah, well, come on over. We'll give you a language lesson here.
So listen to Matthias say Hawaii. Hey, how do you say Hawaii properly? He was calling me out for saying Hawaii wrong the other day. How do you say Hawaii, Matthias?
Hawaii.
Oh, God. Yeah, you know what? That's pathetic. I don't care if you're from there.
No, that is ridiculous. I got to admit that.
No, but he played there. He lived there.
I know.
That's what it is. So,
but no offense, Matthias. That's probably the right way on the island, but you expect a bunch of turkeys to say it that way? It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen.
I heard people in Las Vegas get ticked if you say Nevada instead of Nevada.
I don't know.
I lived there for years. I never heard that once in my life.
I don't know what's going on here. This is just
give us Hawaii one more time here, Matthias.
Yeah, one more.
Hawaii.
Give me a break. You never. What?
I swear to God, that guy that does the ESPN basketball for the Hawaii basketball game. It's like he likes saying it too. He likes saying the name. It's like, dude, we get it, man. All right, just say the Warriors, man. What's that guy's name? You know the guy I'm talking about. He does the college basketball. He doesn't do the football. He does college basketball all the time. Who's that?
Canola Leahy.
He loves telling the rest of America how to say Hawaii. Listen, Matthias, I said it before. Everybody calls it Hawaii. It's Hawaii.
It's Hawaii.
Am I wrong?
Oh, here we go. Hawaii. Really? Okay. You keep telling hey, he's from there. Anyway, I don't want to get into this right now.
It's like that NHL defenseman. For years, he was Henrik Talander, and then we started to have to call him Talinder all of a sudden. Where did that come from?
I'm just done with everything. Just say it the way you want to say it, you know? It's stupid. What the hell's going on here? Like, really?
It's outrage day today with Cam. Cam's like, Inter Milan, FC this.
Honest to God, the MLS is.
Just, how about this? The one night we actually bet on the San Francisco Giants, they're effing losing right now.
Oh, I know, Mirage. Yeah, it's hilarious. I actually bet Kansas. Want to hear how crazy my night was, Gabe? They were down 7 runs to Oakland. I bet them live at 15-1. They had bases.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives. Blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Exploded, no outs. They lost by 2 runs. They're actually coming all the way back. Unbelievable. But anyway, it's fine. I just laugh at that stuff. But Matias, I know it's the proper way, but you're not going to get anybody else saying it that way. Just telling you the truth. Sorry.
All right, we're going to get into the golf, get into some football. We got the Big E, Eric Cullen joining us. Late night anger management class. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
This lady says I'm an artist.
You an artist?
Your husband's work is what we call outsider art. It could be by a mental patient or a hillbilly or a chimpanzee.
The solo's too good. I don't want to talk over it. I wonder who played. What a great guitarist this guy is. Wow. Who is this? Yngwie Malmsteen? Steve Vai? No, it's Gabriel Morenci. It's me, Homicide. We're going to have a new record coming out in 2022. 2022. I know the title of it, but I can't say it yet. We've got to copyright it first, and then we can tell you what the title is. But it's cool. All right, we got the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart King. What if we got Ian Cameron, Baban? We're going to get into some golf picks. We're getting into some football. I wouldn't even throw a little hockey out here, but first things first, for people watching our video feed, I've got a new microphone, and the red light is on, and Cam told me earlier in the day today that it looks like a water bong. Matthias actually said, bro, that's a wicked, like, the red light and everything. Yeah. And I put it this way. I've had numerous people tell me today, that looks like a water bong that I have and I used to use and everything else in between. And it gave me and Cam an idea. It was actually, well, it was my Cam said water bong, and then I got the idea. So I have to give him credit. It was like, boom, boom. I'm serious, but we don't have the technology. Like, this is another one of these ideas, but there should be the water bong microphone. Right? Where you just light it up and then the mic. And it functions as a water bong and it functions as a microphone as well. I think it's a great creation. I think it's a genius idea. And this might come as a surprise to you people, but a lot of talk show radio hosts smoke weed. I don't, personally. I don't.
That's the best. A lot of talk.
You like that deadpanness? I learned from Norman Gunn. I don't. Okay. I don't, but I don't judge people. Exactly. I don't judge people that do. No, we're kidding. Hey, I'd buy 10 of them. It'd be great for the host that doesn't want to get up during the break, Cam. Little water bong action. Nah. Right, back to the mic. The water bong microphone. It's almost like the Lazy Boy toilet seat, Al Bundy. Like the way it's like one and two. It's just it sells itself.
No, I loved it. Like I saw it today and I just looked at it. I was like, whoa, man. Like it looks like a lot of things. Like it's like a lifesaver from Star Wars. I said water
looks
bong.
It's like a goal lamp when hockey season starts.
That's what I
said.
That,
cool.
That was my
scores. When I have hockey gear around me, it's going to look cool.
My two comment parlay was water bong mic and goal light. That was what we talked about earlier. It looks like a goal light. I love that. I got to tell you, those Yetis suck compared to this one. I want to get one of those mics just for the look of it. Looks fantastic.
You're part of Team Lifesaver here.
Yeah.
All right. See, I'm not kidding. Copy of Super Mario 64. Why? Most ever paid for a video game. Copy. Why was it sold for more than Smash and Reg? Most expensive. A sealed copy of the classic Nintendo 64 video game fetched for 1.56, including fees. All right. The sale topped a record set just 2 days previous when another Nintendo game, The Legend of Zelda, dear God, was sold for $870,000.
Man. It's got to be a special game. Everyone had that game. You can't tell me that there wasn't some that are kicking around in a locker somewhere sealed. It's got to be some special edition press. It's like it's like vinyl. Like, you know what I mean?
Here
they only
is.
Made so many of them.
The game was the game that was sold was deemed immaculately. That's the whole thing with these nerds. It's never enough. It's just
nerds.
It was deemed hey, look at the nerd.
Nerds.
Immaculately sealed. Achieving the highest possible grade, A++ grade from the video gaming grading company, What a Games. Yeah, those guys are probably on the take. Grading company, everyone's on the take. Trust anybody anymore.
Their brand of plastic was like better than the other one that sealed.
I'm sure Water Games are not on the take. For legal purposes, you're a fine company.
Great company. They grade everything.
All right. And just for the record, Cohen says hi, Cam.
Hey, nice,
with us a little bit later on.
Good stuff.
I spoke with him earlier, and I asked him. I said, man, it's Yom Kippur, right? And I said, so turns out in the Jewish religion that Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement. So you're actually supposed to confess and ask for forgiveness. And I said, whoa, that's a pretty big day for you, Cohen. And Cohen actually told me, Cam, he said, that's why I don't observe the day. He goes, I've never sinned. I have nothing to confess for. And I thought, dear God, this guy is a piece of work. So, for the record, he hasn't changed, Cam. Like, he hasn't changed. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what he told me. That's what he told me. He goes, I don't sin, so I don't need to atone to anything.
I said, dude,
you sinned. Like,
He's still sleazy. He just hides it behind the guise of a father and husband. And it's
nicer to him on the air now just because of the company he works for and stuff. So I'm not going to bring, you know what I mean? It's one of those. He's a married man. Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is. One of these nights, though, when we do the 20th anniversary show, we'll get him down there, and then we're going to throw him under the bus. We're going to tell the real stories live.
Yeah.
All right.
Like when you guys were in Vegas and there was some shady merchandise stuff going on with him.
Oh, that was the best. The t-shirt gift.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
What a look. That's so brutal. We're not going to know. That story's not even that bad. You can tell that story.
Oh, that was a funny one. So, a buddy of ours, may he rest in peace, Jukesy. He was a jockey. Lived in Mississippi. He wasn't from Mississippi.
What a class act he was.
Yeah, nice guy. Really nice man. So, Jukesy rented out like one of those luxury suites at MGM Grand, okay? You know, that sleeps like 10, you know, there's like four bedrooms and big couches everywhere. It's like, you know, like it was like a party pad for the weekend, UFC weekend. And he's generous enough to say, hey, you guys don't mind sleeping on the couch or the, you know, the cot or some of you get the bed or whatever, you know, you're free to stay here. So Big E Eric Cohen is going to join us later and used to be on our show, the update guy, takes him up on the offer, right? Oh, I'd love to, right? Thank you very much for the offer. So we're all sitting there on the Saturday before the UFC, and Cohen comes in with, in one hand, he's got a bunch of shopping bags of, like, money that he spent on stuff for himself. And in another bag, he actually, like, took the shirt and put it in, like, a nice-looking shopping bag. And he came into the room in front of everybody, and he said, remember how he said it, Kel? I'll never forget. Yeah, Jukesy, as a token of my appreciation. He goes, I got you a UFC T-shirt. I know you're a UFC fan. I got you a UFC T-shirt. Jukesy's like, oh, that's right. You didn't have to do that. So really nice of you. So Jukesy takes it out of the bag and even put, like, sort of like the paper on top so it looked like whatever. So it's like Jukesy, like, takes it out of the bag and stuff. We're all, oh, great, let's see the shirt, man. Let's see the UFC shirt. We're all drunk. Hey, let's see the shirt. So, you know, takes the shirt out, and it's one of those shirts that you get, like, when you sign up for a credit card. Excuse me, sir, if you sign up and apply for the NBA card, like, you get, you know what I mean, at the CFL games and, like, at the UFC. So, like, it's a free T-shirt, guys. It even has the credit card company on the sleeve. It says UFC Vegas, the credit card company on the sleeve. And me and Cam couldn't bite our lip, man. Oh, just... I'm sitting there, and I just said, are you effing kidding me, Cohen? I said, dude. I said, you're better off not. And poor Jukesy didn't know. I said, Jukesy, they're giving all those away in the lobby. It's like, I said, they're in the lobby, for God's sake.
It's a shirt anyone could have gotten just walking by.
Yeah. As a token of my appreciation, I signed up for a credit
card. As a token of my appreciation for your generosity this weekend, I'd like to present you with this UFC T-shirt. It's MDVA Credit Card, Inc.
No, it's the HSBC. It's the one out of Buffalo.
HSBC, yeah.
I think it's them.
And you look at the material, it's so thin. It's like what people use to, like, chamois their car.
That's like telling somebody, like, for their birthday or Christmas or something, hey, Cam, I know you're a Seahawk fan. Got you a Seahawk hat. And it's really, like, one of the Budweiser hats that's one of the bars. It's, like, not the real one. It's like, I don't really want this, but I'm going to give it to you. Like, it's one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, and Cohen did once tell an NHL goaltender that his kid had cancer, and could he get an autographed goalie stick?
Yeah, he's hit rock bottom. That's rock bottom right there.
This guy
he's married with a kid now. I don't know what kind of father he is, but
he seems like a good father, actually.
Yeah, I know. I bet he is. He's going to be good to his kid. It doesn't.
Nothing like that old makeup cancer story to get someone's autograph.
It is funny, though. He's doing an interview, and his daughter's like, she's like, can I stay in the room? He's like, as long as you don't make any noise. And during the interview, he's like pushing her away and stuff. And she's hanging around. She's like, who's this? Who are you talking to? He's like, I told you not to make any noise. He seems stressed, Ken, to be honest. Cohen seems stressed with family life.
I'm not going to tell you, like,
Marriage, the guy just wants to bet on sports.
Yes, he does. I'm going to call it out for what it is. If he didn't have a family and put the pressure on, like, the Jewish wedding, he'd still be single and a little bachelor, just, you know, in his underwear betting on sports. But that's just not the way it is, Gabe.
That's just too good. All right, Babato. What do you got for us, Babato, in the Fortnite Championships? Fortinet, no one knows how to say it. Whatever. Fortnite. It's a cybersecurity company from the Bay Area. That's who they're. Fortinet. Fortinet.
It
looks like Fortnite to me, like the video game. But whatever. Who you got, Babano?
Yeah, we've got, we've got some long shots again. There's not too many of the bigger favorites he's taken this week. He's on Cameron Champ at 40-1, Siwoo Kim, 45-1, Harry Higgs, double H, 80-1, Joe Bramlett, also at 80-1. And is this guy on his six-pack or his picks every week? He's on it again. Hudson Swafford. What's going on here? Another Hudson Swafford for this guy.
Your golf guy's got some kind of fetish with Swafford. Maybe he went to Georgia. I don't know what it is, but he takes it.
I don't know what it is, but that's Hudson Swafford, 100-1.
Cut.
Yeah, and Chesson Hadley, 175-1.
Yeah, he's got a type, Gabe. Chasley's just like, these guys are like cut from the same cloth, the SEC hairdo and stuff. I'm not betting that many guys, Gabe, but this tournament actually makes me sick. The Silverado Napa Valley tournament. It's just like, come on, guys, really a week
it's
before
a
the Ryder
tournament.
Cup.
Exactly.
I, no, let's call it out for what it is. I'm going to actually say this. I think guys
like Kevin Na and John Rahm should not be involved in this tournament. It should be a tournament for guys who are ranked low on the thing and let the guys from the web.com tour get a little bit of money. It's like, you know, I think you should have a certain world ranking. Just call it a dirt tournament. Anyway, who cares? We're betting on it. Kevin Na 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 na. Kevin Na 19-1. Max Homa, he's a California guy, 60-1. Gabe, put some meat on the grill. Oh, Emiliano Grillo. And who is this? I gotta take Kira Dash. Half a barn rat. The barn rat. 115-1. I can't say no after he finished last week. If you're looking for a couple bombs, guys, from the other tour, Steven, don't call me. Mick Jagger is 75-1. And Pendrith, the Canadian, is 80-1. But I like Na, Homa, Grillo. Those are my top picks. And a little sprinkle of tobacco on half a barn rat.
Kiradash.
Yeah, Kiradash.
Kiradash, yeah.
Give me great some Kiradash. Hash. Give me some hash. Kiradash, half a barn rat.
I'm on my hash pipe.
Yeah.
Weezer. Those guys are good.
I love Weezer.
Weezer is good.
I actually really like that band.
Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Late night anger management class, the 3-minute warning. I told you, it's quick as 180 minutes in sports talk radio. We still have Rick Saratella. We got the Big E, Eric Cohen. We're going to get into some football. I thought it'd be fun and cool with the four of us. We should, yeah, we'll start doing it in the future. Problem is, we don't, the numbers aren't everywhere, and it's hard to find, and midweek with the CFL. But I thought it'd be cool, the three of us, that all follow the league closely. You know, sort of, all right, what's your pick? What's your pick? And looking at the board this week, the game sort of jumped off the page at me, guys. But before we get into it, Gokester's in the house. He's got his golf here. And Cam, let's tidy up the golf. We'll get you out of here. You don't have to hang out all night or anything, Cam. But on the other side, let's just bang off a CFL segment. And we'll get your CFL picks.
Sure.
But Gokester, what are you looking at here? What are you throwing? What are you throwing at us here, Gokester? Man, he's got all these matchup plays. He's got a lot. Hoffman over Munoz.
Yeah.
Snedeker over Todd. Straka over Swofford. He's going against your boy Babano. Jeez.
Yeah.
He Maverick like it, McNeely over Emiliano Grillo.
Wow.
Leishman over Cameron Champ.
Huh. Okay.
Mike Hennessy throws in the chat. He's got Green Bay Detroit over 48.
He's my golf guy, essentially.
Yeah, anyway.
Hey, you,
I'll wrap this up right now. So top 20s, Gabe and I play them. Now that's plus 125. Zalatoris is plus 110. Homa's plus 240. All the other guys, I like the half a barn rat. The guy's plus 420 if you like him for a top 20. I also like Gim, McNeely, Jagger, and Pendrith. We'll go there. Matchup bets, Gabe, because I want to get... Honestly, this tournament, the more I think about it, it's angering me as much as the
everything's
the
teams angering you today.
No, honestly, what really set me off today was the soccer. It really pissed me off with these guys. Get original names. Zalatoris over Hideki and Na over Stewart. Not Stewart. Stewart.
Stewart.
Minus 146. Stewart.
Gokester's on oxygen drink. That's Zalatoris 22-1. Hoffman 45-1. Leishman's 50-1. Doug Gim, 55-1. I got Doug Gim, top 20. I also have Chez Revi, top 20. Paddy Perez, 80-1. Straka, 97. Molokami Babano on the other side. Bring it.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.